This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us. Yes, we broadcast a classroom, and we teach preparedness on all levels. We do. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, we are live, and we are carried on affiliate stations throughout the country at different times. And I want to thank you for being with us today. Kurt Wilson is joining us today in front of the classroom. Kurt Wilson, Survival Enterprises, SE1.US, SE1.US. Welcome, Kurt Wilson.
Good morning, Vinny. What's happening?
Well, you know, it's always good to broadcast with you, and I get calls here at the farmhouse, like, you know, that guy in Idaho, Kurt Wilson, when can you have him back, that kind of thing. You know, the class loves to hear your insights and advice and counsel, so I want to thank you for that. Now, you've been off the air for a little while, and you're getting your radio legs back today, which is wonderful. I look forward to hearing you on the radio across the United States and worldwide as well. So I'll see if I can use a little bit of the influence that I have, or use all of the little bit of the influence I have to help you.
I decided to take a break, Benny. I've been on the air for 20 years. 2 years I was a co-host, and 18 years I had my own radio show, The Armchair Survivalist, and I just had to take a break. I've been teaching people the where's and why for's of personal survival for so long, I just had to take a break and do my own and get my own stuff together. So
yeah,
it's not bad. I stopped May was my last month on the air, and then and I broadcast shortwave, satellite, internet, and there was a whole bunch of terrestrial stations that had me too, and I don't even remember. But regardless, I just had to take a break, and I know, and I told everybody, and you're gonna hate this, but you know this, all right? When before I went off the air, I told everyone, I said, look, you guys. You know, I get letters and emails, and people come in the store in Hayden, Idaho, and they say, oh, no, don't go off the air, don't go off the air. And I tell them on the air, I said, look, you know, I go off the air, and for the first month, you guys will bitch and whine because I'm off the air and you got nothing else to do on Sunday afternoon. And then you'll just shuffle me into the back part of your mind somewhere and forget about me. It's not a big deal. We all know this. It doesn't bother me. It didn't, you know, it doesn't upset me. It's just, that's human nature. So, but I keep getting people telling me, get back on the air. We need you now, especially now. Especially now.
Yeah. Well, it's absolutely true. When I used to do the meetups, I hosted meetups in Springfield, Missouri for 5 years. Every week I'd have a meetup. They'd typically start around 5 o'clock. People would get there early. I'd get there early, maybe 4:30 or so. And sometimes they went till 2 o'clock in the morning. It was we held them at a 24/7 restaurant. We would take over the restaurant. Now, of course, that was a big problem for the restaurant because they'd like people to come in, spend their money, and be out of there in 45 minutes, and you know, make room for the next person to fill that seat. Well, our guys would just stay all night. And so it was kind of a regular thing. Actually, it was a regular thing. And I would say, oh, maybe quarterly, you know, guys, Vinny's not going to be around forever. And the plan is not to be a leader. I'm not a leader. I'm just some guy who facilitates. And the point was, you will have to think on your own. So I'm not going to be teaching you so much about how to store matches for 20 years in a jar. I'm going to teach you how to think, because I'm not going to be here forever. And I said, I don't plan on leaving. It's just, you never know. Things could happen, whatever they may be. And so my plan is to have you be ready to think for yourselves and make way for yourselves, because things seem to be getting worse and worse all the time.
And, well, that's the same thing, same idea I had, and I told people when I first started my radio show, it was the bread and beans and Band-Aids and bullets and teaching people all of the, you know, stuff in case of an emergency and that kind of stuff. And over the years, I changed to trying to teach people to see ahead. You understand the old saying, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Sure.
So I tried to teach history. I tried to teach truth. I would have shows on the origin of the psychosis known as Islam. And it was all fact-based. And when the show was over, if people didn't know the truth behind what a Muslim is, then they deserve what comes of it, like what's happening right now in the UK and Sweden. But the idea is to teach people to take the data that they're given, I don't care from who, and be able to extrapolate it, change it a little bit for your personal use in an emergency situation. That's the whole idea, and that's what I tell people. Is to, look, I teach you, so I show you, I'll tell you how to change a spark plug in a 1970 Dodge Dart 225 slant six motor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once you understand the concept of that, you can change any spark plug in any vehicle that you come across, because you have the concepts of the basics. And that's what I try and teach, is the basics and the concepts of what's just the small amount that they can use and go from there. And, you know, sometimes I say things in a different way than normal people say them, and that some people like that.
Sounds to me like one of the things that you're talking about is helping people build the confidence they need to change that spark plug for the first time. Yes, you can do it. Here are the tools that you need. Here's some things you need to be cautious about, you know, blow out the dust and dirt and stones and debris from around the spark plugs, you know, with air or a brush, you know, so you don't drop those contaminants into the combustion chamber, you know, into the cylinder. And here's how you gap your spark plugs. And, you know, you might want to consider doing something that hardly any mechanic does today, and that is use something like copper coat on the threads of the spark plug, so that the next time when you want to take those spark plugs out, there is it's like an anti-seize that protects the mating surface so that it doesn't corrode, so the spark plugs come out easier, and you're less likely to break one or damage, you know, the cylinder, especially if it happens to be aluminum. Not in the case of that 225 cubic inch slant six, but, you know, modern engines some of them have aluminum heads, which are really prone to the threads being damaged by removing spark plugs. So, yeah, really, really good point. So we're in the aisle of education that teaches people that, yeah, they can do it. Here's an example of how to do it, and then extrapolate for yourself.
Yep, and just pay attention. And that's what I tell people. They don't quite grasp the concept of what that means. They think that means don't trip. You know what I mean? And when I say pay attention, people are under the misconception that you have five senses, right? Sight, touch, hearing, smell, taste. No, you have what's called 52 perceptics, where you can perceive things around. You perceive humidity. You perceive velocity. You perceive weight. So there's all of these things. When I say pay attention, that means pay attention. Pay attention to how something is done as best you can. Pay attention to the reactions that occur both in the human universe and in the physical universe when certain things happen. And when I say that, it's like, let's do a spark plug, all right? Let's say a guy pulls a spark plug out and he uses a little brass brush and he cleans the threads really well and makes sure the cylinder's cleaned out and make sure there's no rust or anything on the threads, and he wire brushes the spark plug itself and cleans it up and regaps it. And then he goes, now, I don't want it to seize the next time I take it out. So I'm going to take this grease, all right, you follow, and put it on the threads so it won't seize up. Well, that sounds like a great idea, and it works good on wheel bearings. But when you do that, just plain grease, and you put it on a spark plug and screw it in, what's going to happen in the physical universe, the reaction of the physical universe, is that that grease is going to shellac hard up because of the heat of the heads. And he might break his spark plug getting it out next time. So always be aware of the effects that you create or something creates on both humans around you and the physical universe. You know how a lot of streets have a center turning lane?
Sure,
Okay, so you want to turn left out into traffic, but there's a really bad traffic, but there's a break in traffic coming your direction. So you pull out real fast into the center lane. And you think, that's good, I'm in the center lane, I'm safe. What effect did you just create on two or three cars that were going the other direction who thought that you were going to hit them?
You're absolutely right. They can slam on the brakes and cause a chain reaction. There's no question about it.
Yeah, so I'll always be cognizant, aware of the effects you create in the universe around you, both on humans and in physical universes. And this is what I teach people. And sometimes people go, what the hell is he talking about? And, but they get the idea.
Yeah.
And we have a subject today that we're going to talk about that literally caused the whole world to take a crap on Alex Jones.
Yeah, before you do that, I just want to make a comment on something you said. I did something last night that I don't normally do. And I was reading this this post about, if you want to get ahead, get a tattoo. And
oh,
I took exception to that.
Tell me what tattoo you got after the break.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Kurt Wilson's with us. SE1.us. Survival Enterprises. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was reading this this article yesterday. Study finds, studyfinds.org. So studyfinds.org had this article that,
you're too close to your mic and you're getting too much gain and it's vibrating.
Okay. All right. We're all set. So the study finds, studyfinds.org, headline, looking for work, a tattoo could help you, study suggests. Goes on to say, Miami, it's no longer taboo to have a tattoo. More companies are shedding their prejudice against employees and job candidates coming in with tattoos. A smart move. Let me say it a different way. A smart move that's giving them a competitive edge over companies that still discriminate, study finds. Well, I responded with the following. Now, normally I don't respond, you know, in the comments section, but I responded this way. Now, if someone wants to have a tattoo, that's up to them, okay? But here's what I said, and it's under the name Vincent Survivalist. And the reason for that is I changed my Facebook name from Vincent Finelli to Vincent Survivalist in my plan to disengage myself from Facebook. So I'm going to change my name a couple times, then I'm going to change my email a couple times, and then I'm going to change everything about me, and then I'm going to delete it. So that's the plan. So now it's Vincent Survivalist, and it will progress to a very common name. But after that, but here's what I said in this, in my response. I was a teacher in high school in the 1990s. To be in my class, which was an elective, my students and their parents were required to sign a contract with me. That contract included things that the students would agree to, including no non-natural hair coloring. That's pink, blue, green, violet, etc. No lying, cheating, nor stealing. All students would represent the class in a positive way, both on and off campus. Being late for class resulted in finding the class door locked on the outside. Students were required to pay 100% attention 100% of the time. No jewelry except for ladies, limited to one pair of earrings. Slacks would be khaki in color, shoes, matching belts, and shoes tied. I provided a plum-colored shirt with our class logo embroidered on the pocket. That uniform was required by me to be in my class. We started the year with 60 students, and within a month or so, 15 or so remained. The rest found it too difficult. When some of my students graduated high school, their starting salary was higher than that of their teachers. I was proud of them, while other teachers were furious that my students did so well. This story of defacing one's body is beyond ridiculous, in my opinion. I won't eat at a restaurant where the servers are disfigured because the carelessness with their own bodies, because if they are that careless with their own bodies, what do they care about my food? And I was specifically thinking of the time that I went to a restaurant with the family. We were traveling and we were hungry, and I went to this restaurant, and the serving person came out and said, how can I help you? And I looked at her. She was fidgeting with her tongue because she had this thing in her mouth, and she's like having difficulty with it, and she wanted to know how she could help me. And what came to my mind was, how did she put that thing in her mouth, sticking her fingers in her mouth, and did she wash her hands before she came over? And you know what? I said to her, you can't help me. And I stood up and left. So, if someone wants to get a tattoo, that's fine. But there's a place for it. And I have never seen a tattoo in a boardroom. Never. Kurt, do you have any comments on what I just said?
I had a 23-year-old beautiful girl. Her and her boyfriend had been coming into the store for a couple of years. She was 23 years old, and she was lamenting to me why she couldn't. She goes, I can't find a job. Nobody wants to give me a chance. I don't understand this. While she's standing there with her right eyebrow, left nostril, left lip pierced, a tattoo on the side of her neck, a tattoo on both wrists, wearing Levi's that have strategic holes in them, and this is what she was looking like while she was looking for a job.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The jury is about to start deliberating in the Paul Manafort bank and tax fraud case. after listening to closing arguments from prosecutors and the defense yesterday. Then the judge gave 90 minutes of final instructions to the jury, Manafort facing multiple charges of fraud and money laundering. Former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump revoked his security clearance to try to silence him, as he's been one of the president's biggest critics.
Mr. Trump believes that this is going to lead me to just to go away and be quiet. He is very badly mistaken.
He spoke on MSNBC. Also in an op-ed piece in the New York Times today, Brennan says Trump's claims of no collusion with Russia are hogwash. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash
today.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us, SE1.us. So, Kurt, in 1999, about 21% of young adults had tattoos. And by 2014, it rose to about 40%. And you were telling the story about this young woman who came in and couldn't figure out why she was having such a difficult time getting employment. And we got cut off as we went into the break. Could you please tell that story?
Sure. So she's standing in front of me with her boyfriend, and she's lamenting how she can't get a job, and she's pierced. She's got rings in her eyebrows, nose, lips, a tattoo on the side of her neck. On her wrist, there's tattoos. On her wrist, not you know, on the biceps, right down there on her wrist. And she's wearing Levi's with holes in them, and the threads hanging there, and sandals, and a very low cut, very tight blouse on. And she's telling me how she can't find a job. And I said, "What do you wear when you go out looking for a job?" And she goes, "Well, we were looking for a job. This is what I'm used wearing this, looking for a job." Now, when I was in high school and college, any girls that had tattoos, well, they were well known, if you understand what I'm saying. And they had a history, and that's usually that was usually it. You know, when a female had a tattoo, they were a Jezebel. And this goes back through history, back through the Egyptians, back through the time of Christ even. And so we always stayed away from any female that had a tattoo. Now, guys, if they had a tattoo, it would usually be on their shoulder, their bicep, or something like that, you know, in U.S. Navy or something like that. So she's telling me this is what she looks like when she's going out looking for a job, and I looked at her. I said, "Honey, there's your answer right there. You have to show people that you care about yourself so that they can trust you to care about their business. And if you look like that, you don't get a second chance for a first impression." And I said, "The only job you're going to find, and I hate to say this, is selling coffee in a coffee hut." So her boyfriend comes back a month later and says, "Yeah, she finally got a job. Where at?" Selling coffee at a coffee hut. Either you know, that, or I guess you could have got a job at a tattoo parlor or something. I don't know.
You know, there's so many things that we talk about, Kurt Wilson, that are so similar in your life and my life. And although we've never physically met in person, I find it fascinating how our lives are so similar in many, many experiences that we have. We had an expo in Lebanon, Missouri, and we hired the people who would host the meetup, Jimmy's Egg. Jimmy's Egg is a restaurant in Springfield, and so they had a real pretty girl there who was our waitress at night, and a guy, Mike, he's been on the air with us as a cook, and he'd tell us how to cook meals, you know, impromptu meals. So we hired them to cater our dinner and our lunch. And this gal showed up, and she's very young, very pretty, very nice, lovely. And she was getting ready to serve, and I went to meet with, you know, those in the kitchen to see if everything was ready before I made the announcement that, okay, you know, meal's being served. And there she had this thing stuck in her face, in her nose, and it was one of these piercings, and I never saw that before. And I looked at her. I looked at her, and then she realized that, you know, what the message was. And I said, "You can't do that here. You can't do that here." And so she took it out and washed up, and then, you know, served. But that was the last time that we used her services, because she did something that was absolutely against the message that I was trying to convey. We couldn't have that. We couldn't have that because I was concerned about, you know, the health aspects, the disease aspects, the appearance aspects, every aspect you can think of. It bothered me. You know, why? Why did she have to do that? Now, if she wants to go out and look like that with her friends and, you know, spend time with her friends, you know, of course that's up to her, but not when I'm paying for it.
Let me give you a little background here. You don't know this, but the building that our store, Survival Enterprises store is in, used to be a tattoo parlor. And the guy that was in charge of it had to leave the state because the police were looking for him. He was, I don't know how it is everywhere else in the United States, but in Idaho, tattoo parlors are synonymous with drug dealers. And it's a given, and it's in every tattoo parlor. Every single tattoo parlor gets investigated, especially up in North Idaho, and half of them get busted. I don't know what the draw is, but that's how it works. So we took this building over, and a few things I discovered. Number one, in the sinks, in the elbow of the sinks, were thousands of used tattoo needles. So this idiot was simply, after he tattooed somebody, he would drop the needle down the sink. Mm-hmm. He's too stupid to realize that there's an elbow there and the needle's not going to go past it. So we had to, I was supposed to call HazMed Fire Department to come and empty out our elbows that are at the store of all the sinks. And I said, screw that. I just emptied them out myself. I'm not an idiot. And then we started getting people coming in saying, hey, where's Al? He's gone. I don't know where he is. Well, that son of a bee gave me a tattoo and it got infected. And that was a dozen people. We had two girls that said now they had hepatitis because of what he did. And I don't think they all do that, tattoo places. But this guy obviously wasn't as clean as he should have been. And there's no federal control or even state control over tattoo parlors, as far as I know. So it's, yeah, there's a disease factor there, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to take food from somebody who has poked numerous needles into their skin, pulling in God knows what kind of dye and chemicals. I don't want any part of that. I'll shake your hand and I'll take your money, but that's as far as it's going to go.
So I was at a restaurant a couple days ago. And one of our class members decided that they wanted to come to Missouri and stomp around and look for some property. And they contacted me. They contacted another broadcaster as well on Republic Broadcasting Network. And so I said, well, yeah, sure. I'll be glad to show you around. I'll show you what you need to consider if you want to, you know, buy a farm here. There's a whole bunch of things you need to know about. And, you know, I can spend some time with you. And I literally spent from 11:01 right after the broadcast ended till maybe 7 o'clock that evening, showing them what farming is like, the equipment, the lay of the land, the area, and so it was. You know, we were so busy we didn't really have time to eat a meal, and we decided that we would go Dutch out for dinner. You know, at a reasonably priced restaurant. And the waitress was real pretty. She was really sweet, and she was, you know, bubbly and all that good stuff. And then the waitress said, you know, I've been clean for like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
I've been clean for...
TMI. TMI. Too much information.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I just ate that. I've been clean for 2.5 years. Real, real sweet gal. And she was telling us about her boyfriend and how she wanted her boyfriend to love her. And she thought, well, because he was into drugs, that he'd love her more if she got into drugs and, you know, got really serious. And I think I'm extrapolating here, but I have a feeling it had to do with injectables. And, you know, got worse and worse and worse, and she got thrown out of the house by her family, and, you know, she was disowned. And so she had a tough go of it, but some of it, you know, she brought on herself, and, you know, she did clean up, which is wonderful. But so she was working at a restaurant serving food. The bottom line is she engaged in some self-destructive behavior that's going to follow her around for a long time. Oh, that's a comment I have on restaurants. And the bottom line is, I really don't want to go to restaurants very often. In fact, I don't.
Well, the thing that I tell people is this. You know, like I had a friend of mine who was talking about getting this American Eagle tattooed on his side of his neck, and he was going to college to get his MA in economics because he wanted to be a banker. I said, Can you tell me any bank you've ever gone in that the manager had something tattooed on his neck? You know, and he thought for a second. He goes, maybe I'll get a Maybe I'll get a bunny rabbit on my butt. Maybe I'll do that. Yeah.
And what's the purpose of that?
I don't know. I'm the kind of guy that if I could find a purpose for something, I'll do it or buy it or make it. And I cannot find a purpose. I'm sure there must be a purpose for a tattoo. I don't know what it is, to impress somebody somewhere for some reason. But a tattoo is permanent, and getting it removed leaves an ugly space. So, yeah, and that's what I tell. I don't understand. You know, if you want a job other than working the drive-up window at McDonald's, then you're going to have to show people that you deserve it. And mutilating yourself with earrings that you can stick your little finger through. You know what I mean? People who make plugs out of their ears trying to copy the Swahili or the Zambuzi or something. Or, or bones, literally bones through their nose or a pencil through their nose. This is an art. This is African one-upsmanship. And it's this is disgusting. Get out.
Well, since you've talked about some disgusting things, I think
you sure been to this over the air?
yeah. This is probably my last day, so why not?
Yeah.
So, when we come back, I'll tell you about when I was a landlord and something that I discovered that relates to restaurants. Have you ever been a landlord, Kurt Wilson?
No. I rent a rooming house.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us, and so there it goes. So, Kurt, I bought this townhouse in the city, and actually I bought a bunch of them. This was back in the 1980s. And I was learning how to be a real estate investor. So I'd buy a property that needed fixing up, and I'd fix it up, put new kitchens in, new sheetrock, new wiring, new plumbing, heating systems, roof, whatever it took, I would do. And so I had this townhouse in the city, and I put an ad in the paper that it was, you know, available for rent. And this couple showed up, a nice couple, a guy and a gal. And, you know, as the discussion progressed, you know, of course, I was interested in who they were, what they're interested in, whether they're neat and clean, and what they did for a living, and could they afford to pay the rent. Well, yeah, they could afford to pay the rent because both of them worked at this pretty upscale restaurant. And it was a specialty type of a restaurant, and so they moved in. Everything was fine. About a month later, they asked me if another couple could move in because it would be easier on them to pay the rent. And I think the rent was $495 for the whole house back then, and or maybe $450. So I said, sure. I mean, if that's what you guys want to do. Well, a little while later, they called me and they said, you know, the toilet tank is running. It just keeps running and running and running. It wasn't flooding the floor or anything, but, you know, the water was running inside the tank. And could I come over and take a look and, you know, maybe fix it? And I said, sure, I'll be able to do that. I'll come over and fix it. So I went over to the townhouse and I saw something that was kind of unusual. I'd never seen it before. They decided that they wanted to put locks on the bedroom doors. There were three bedrooms in the upstairs of this townhouse. And what they did was they put a hasp lock and a lock like you'd have, you know, like almost like a combination lock on the hasp lock on the outside of the bedroom door. thinking, well, that's kind of weird. Like, I've never seen anybody lock the bedroom door from the outside, right? But that's what they wanted to do. Obviously, they didn't want others going into their bedroom when they weren't there. Well, that's kind of weird, and I didn't like it, but they already moved in. So I went into the bathroom to, you know, check the leak within the toilet tank, and, you know, why the water was running in. And in order to do that, I had to take the lid off the top of the toilet tank. And in order to do that, I had to move this uncovered jar of lubricant, Vaseline. And it had these finger gouges in it, like somebody was really in a hurry. This was the largest sized jar of Vaseline I've ever seen. No cover on it. And that's when I stopped eating at restaurants in the city. The first couple was not a couple. It was a guy and a gal. When the second couple moved in, it was guy and guy and gal and gal. So it all ties in with the.
It's not as bad as the people across the street from us in Modesto, California. They moved in, and they were very quiet, and they were Asians of some kind. And they never came outside it. They never bothered people. They never did anything. And then one day, an Asian drives up in a jacked-up Toyota pickup with this boom, 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 boom going on. And I walked across the street, and I said, can you please turn that down? And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, sir. And he turns it down. And then just for the hell of it, when I got back to my house, I called the agency that had been offering this for rent, this house, and told her, I said, I'd like to talk to the owner of the house because there's a guy there that has come two or three times and he's making a lot of noise and the house isn't doing anything about it. So she goes, well, there's nobody renting that house. I go, what? Yeah, for some reason it's not being rented. And I said, there's somebody in there, and they've been in there for 3 months. She goes, what? The police were out in half an hour, and that family had torn up all of the floors in the building, in the room, in the house, and were growing marijuana in the house, in the dirt, where the floors used to be.
Jeez. Yeah, you know, if you want to know what's really happening in America, just try being a landlord, and it will absolutely turn your stomach in many cases. Not all cases, but I finally gave up. I mean, I was outnumbered by our tenants, and they were doing things that I just couldn't believe, like selling our appliances. I mean, really, no kidding. Yep, we'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.